Living with a narcissist in the same house or under the same roof is like riding a never-ending roller coaster. One minute you are way up there, way high, the next minute you are plummeting fast. It's a house where laughter can quickly turn into tears, a place where peace often hides behind the mask of chaos. You live under the same roof, but it feels like you are worlds apart. They're there, but they're not there. Their body is present, but their mind is somewhere else. It's like you are living with a ghost. In fact, living with them under the same roof is so different that nobody seems to understand what your life is like at home. This is the reason why we have to talk about this. And this is why I chose to create today's episode. We have to validate the experiences of survivors of this hellhole who call this their home. Hi, I'm Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. If you're new to this channel, please consider subscribing because your subscription always helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Before we begin, I have an invitation for you. I'm doing a 3-hour online workshop on Master Co-Parenting with a Narcissist, in which I will cover topics like how to save your children from the narcissist's abuse, how to build a great relationship with them, and how to protect yourself. This workshop is happening on 27th May at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Click the I button above to save your slot now. Back to the topic. Living with a narcissist is like living on a seesaw. One minute you're up in the sky feeling good, the next moment you are down on the ground feeling low. Home becomes a place where calm can switch to storm in a heartbeat. There's nothing but unpredictability, instability, and uncertainty. You do not know when the bomb will be dropped and when you will have to hide in the bunker. It truly feels like a war zone, and there is no peace whatsoever. In the quiet moments between the episodes of chaos, when nothing seems to be happening, you run to your room, hoping to find some peace, but the air is thick with the absent presence of the narcissist. It seeps into every corner like a cold winter fog, leaving you nowhere to hide. You feel naked, vulnerable, deeply listening, closely watching, waiting for the shoe to drop and the signal to run. Your heart never rests and your soul keeps burning on an eternal fire. You're restless and jittery, and then they say you have ADHD when it may just be a trauma response. You know you are living with a monster and there is no hope, but you still hope against hope. You hope for them to notice your pain. You wish for them to show some kindness and empathy. You long for them to see you are not okay, to understand your discomfort and stop creating so much pain and suffering. But it is like shouting into a void. Your words, your feelings, they just bounce back at you. They do not register in the narcissist's world. They keep chipping away at your soul bit by bit, leaving you wounded and incomplete. Their neglect hurts, but weirdly, you get used to it. Amidst this starvation, you wait for breadcrumbs. You wait for something different that doesn't hurt so much, but waiting becomes the norm. You keep waiting night after night that they will change, that they will finally see you and care, but they don't. They stay the same, and it's only you who changes. You become weaker emotionally and physically. You lose your spark, your passion to live, and your desire to fly. You lose yourself. They move through their routine just like clockwork, eating, brushing their teeth, crawling into bed, snoring away. All this while you're there, feeling invisible, withering away, forgotten and abandoned. It's like you're a ghost in your own house. You are there, but you aren't. They don't see you, neither do they hear you. You become a distant echo that exists, but not fully. And here is the truth, a bitter one, but filled with hope. Tomorrow won't be any different. It's likely to be the same song playing on repeat. That is the tough reality of living with a narcissist. It's a constant cycle of hope and disappointment. You are in it wholeheartedly, but they aren't even halfway in. You keep hoping for a better tomorrow, but each day is just a replay of yesterday's sorrow. It is a life of unmet expectations and unfulfilled fulfill desires. A tough, a very tough reality indeed. If you're still contemplating leaving, take this as your sign to reclaim yourself. Take this as permission to cut that cord and set yourself free. For this is not your home, but a cage, and you do not belong in it. This is a heartfelt message that I wanted to share with you, because what I have shared with you so far in this episode is what I have personally experienced. I hope you found courage, strength, and resilience in it. I'll talk with you in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin and continue.